This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We wrapped up our roadshow season this past weekend, the live shows we've been doing called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers. We did something a little bit different to close things out. A couple of conversations about the business of creativity with two people from the world of television. Television comedy, to be more specific. Norman Lear has been around TV almost since TV as we know it has been around. You know him best probably as the creator of All in the Family. He is 92 years old. He has spent the last six of those years writing his memoir. It's called Even This I Get to Experience. If you have watched comedy on television at almost any point in the past 13 years, you know Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live and Parks and Rec on NBC for the past 7 years. Her new book is number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It is called Yes, Please. And I asked her as we got going how she handles the stress that working and family and everyday life can bring and still be so creative. Here's what she said.
In the book, I write very briefly about the difference between career and creativity, because creativity is loving your work, and creativity is like a warm, I picture it like a Hispanic woman who makes delicious food for me. And I don't know why, I just think she's Latina. And then she smells great, and she hugs me all the time, and she tells me I'm beautiful, and she makes me laugh, and she has a really young son that I get along with. And your career is like a bad boyfriend. Your career will never call you back. It flirts openly with other people. It's never going to marry you. It likes it when you ignore it. And those two things are very separate.
You both talk a lot about where you came from, about your upbringing. You talk a lot about your dad, who was an interesting guy, who was taken away when you were nine for 3 years and came back. You talk about life in Newton, Massachusetts. I wonder how you think that influences what you do or did creatively in your profession.
I grew up with my parents were public school teachers, and I didn't know anybody who was an actor or a writer. So for me, growing up in a very well-protected and loving, supportive, lower-middle-class home, very blue-collar home, it was a nice mixture of my parents kind of telling me you can be whoever you want, but also a expectation that you have to work hard all the time. Yeah. So everybody worked really hard, and no one really had any money. And, you know, it was that thing when no one really has any money, everybody knows how much money everybody makes.
Right.
Everybody knows how much money everybody has in the bank. Everybody talked about money all the time. It was like, how much did you pay for that refrigerator? How much is that car? What'd you get for that? The constant soundtrack of money. And you can either decide to have a bad or good relationship with money moving forward.
That was the biggest topic of conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
What could we afford?
Yeah. Certainly in your house, yeah, growing up in the Depression. Yeah, absolutely. Archie Bunker, you have said, bears no small resemblance to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
True?
In the sense that my dad called me the laziest white kid he ever met. And I would yell at him that he was putting down a whole race of people to call his son lazy, and he would say, that's not what I'm doing, and you're the dumbest white kid I ever met. So I grew up with that. And the endless volume, did you?
Yelling?
Screaming, yes.
No, not crazy yelling, no.
When they got together, when the families got together at Thanksgiving or something, that the fact that Gert didn't invite Edna to the wedding 27 years ago, I mean, that kind of argument should have carried on for.
Your dad actually used to tell your mother to stifle, right? Just like Archie Bunker?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Jeanette, stifle yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. This marks a moment in time for you, right? Parks and Rec is ending. You've got your book out. I'm sure you're going to do something else. Norman, in 1977, you basically said to all those five, six shows you're running, I'm done. Got to do something else with my life. How does it affect you in the present tense? And how were you thinking about the next creative thing you would do?
I'm very excited. Because I feel really fulfilled by what I've got to do these past couple of years. This chunk of 7 and 8 years has been really exciting. I'm so much more ready for it than I was when I was younger. I'm it's such a joy to get older.
Ooh,
and
say that
be
again.
Well, it is. It's just you know yourself better. You know, you don't take things so personally. You have these just unbelievably emulsified friends. And
I don't know what that means. Emulsified. What does that mean?
Emulsification is when
I
you.
Know that.
Oh.
That I got. I can make a mayonnaise.
Have you heard of science?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't put my friends in blenders.
Emulsified friends, meaning flavorful, juicy peers who are just like so concentrated. You know, it's like the reason why, you know, you have 10 bridesmaids when you're 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just
and now you're in
you
touch with one.
You just don't when you're 45.
Yeah.
You just don't. You've gotten it together.
You were, Norman, in retrospect, a young man when you stopped doing television full time. You were like 57 or something.
I guess.
Well, so we'll go over it. It was 1977. You were
I don't feel that much older right now. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how recently I've been surprised by who I am. I was in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, and it was a book fest.
Yeah.
So there were seven of us on the stage, sitting, waiting to be introduced, and we all read something from our books. And the fellow who was introducing us was introducing the seven authors on the stage to his right, and he named them, and he used the word author about 7 times, 10 times. And I've been a writer all my life. And now this guy is calling me an author. And I swear to God, I'm feeling more mature.
Ladies and gentlemen, the author Norman Lear and the author Amy Poehler.
It's
thank you guys
truth.
So much for your time. That is, of course, just a slice of what we talked about. Our whole conversation with Amy and Norman went 38 minutes. We're going to push it out on our podcast today. If you're already a subscriber, well, thank you very much. If you're not, go sign up at marketplace.org. While you're there, there are pictures and interviews from all of our roadshows.